feeling rested after a long day and a hot day at Gothenburg on Thursday?
Yeah, I am. It was a long day and a windy, hot day. It didn't start. I think we started field events at 2 o'clock. Some of them were 2:30. It did make for a very long day. It was warm and windy. So, you know, and our kids weren't really accustomed to that. So, and some kids on the day paid the price, especially two-milers. You know, I was always worried about two-milers on that day when it's like that. So, it was a warm, windy day. We had a good day.
Do you like those meets? You know, I know the thing, you keep the kids in school for class time, but, or you know, a lot of those meets start at 10, 11 o'clock and get some of the stuff done to your home earlier, but 2:30 start time, that's late in the afternoon.
That's pretty late in the afternoon, and I think some schools, the reason that occurs is because lack of help. So they're waiting on their teachers or whoever they have helping to come out. You know, so they can get them out of school or a little later, or wait till school ends to get them out or whatever, so that they have help for their, you know, where you need the most help is when you do field events, you know, so you need rakers and people to measure and all that stuff for long and triple, and you need people to put the bar up and out. It just takes a lot of help, and I know that Gothenburg uses a lot of their junior high kids to do that, so maybe they're just waiting to later in the afternoon to get that done. And they also added a few teams this year to that particular meet. So, you know, usually there's around eight or nine teams. This year there was 11. So, you know, that also adds a factor in. You add more kids, you add more heats, more flights. So it just takes longer. And we wound up, I think we finished under the lights running the 4x4. And I think we were probably, when I got on the bus to come home, I know it was about 9:30 or so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a little late, got home around 11. You know, the time I got home, showered, and washed off the inch of dirt that was caked on me, you know. So, it was after midnight before you crawl into bed and up to go to school the next morning. So, you know, it's a pro or con either way. You know, for schools, you start a little later, kids are in school, then they come back the next day and they're just zombies sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they spend all day out in the heat. And, you know, so I'm not sure how productive they are that way either. So, regardless, we had a good day Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Start of the field events, you had some kids do some good things, had some PRs too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had some nice things in the field, you know. You said PR, and it comes to mind, you know, Mitchell Cole threw 133 feet in the discus, you know, earned himself a medal in a tough field of throwers, which was very exciting for him. And he knows he can throw further than that, so, you know, he's figuring out how to use the wind and things to his advantage. He's a left-hander, and it was a kind of a left-hander's wind on Thursday for him. So it was a south wind, and I think that helped him a little bit. And it was good to see him have some success in the ring. You know, long jump, we jumped really well. Evan Maya won the event. You know, high 21s. I think he was 21-10 and a half. Adam Duggar was, you know, 21-8. And was sitting second for a long time. The Leeling boy from Sydney came along and jumped 21-8 and a half, went by Adam by a half inch. And you know, all those guys are district foes, you know, so all three of those will be in our districts. But it was kind of exciting to see, you know, those guys jump really well. The wind really didn't help much as far as that went with that particular event. You would think that a tailwind in the long jump would help you, but really it was blowing hard enough that it was pushing them past their mark or past the board. So it was really a detriment because they were having to adjust their steps and they didn't get off the ground as well. You know, so it really wasn't as beneficial as one would think, you know, having a good tailwind like that. So, you know, we had some nice marks. Two guys in the 43s on a triple jump. Alex Messenger won the event in the high 43s. Evan Mai was second, you know, in the high 43s. So that's nice to see those guys jumping so well.
We were talking before the show that, man, and the jumps, triple jump and long jump, when it comes district time, whew, you're in some decisions because you got so many jumpers, don't you?
Well, yeah, we have quite a few jumpers. You know, I think we have probably our long jump kind of figured out. You know, I think our triple jump might be figured out. I don't know. We'll see. You know, Adam has yet to triple jump. We don't know. We'll see how that progresses as we go. You know, he jumped 46.6 last year at the state meet. But again, you know, he's still coming back off of his injury. You know, that injury that he had last fall is not one that you just, you know, brush a little dirt on and I'll walk away and are good to go. It's going to take him some time, and he just has to be patient. And I know that's tough as a young kid, just to be patient with stuff like that. But we'll just have to see how that all pans out for him. But right now he's jumping really well. You know, currently he's running a spot on our 4x1, so he's coming along. Mm-hmm. It's just whether we'll see how much time we have, you know, whether or not we get to where we want him to be. We'll just have to see how that goes. But wish him the best and hope for the best, you know.
Sure.
Knock on a little wood that things go as well as we hope. But, you know, we had, you know, Bo Beaker in a high jump, tied a PR, jumped 5.11, which was nice to see. Got to 6.1. You know, I thought he had some really nice jumps early. You know, I thought, you know, maybe he'd clear 6.1. Just, I don't know what it is. Bo knows. As soon as that bar goes over 6 foot, he just thing breaks down a little bit on his form and technique, and then doesn't jump as well. So we'll figure that out as we go, hopefully. So he breaks that PR of 5.11. It was a good field of high jumpers there as well. So it was just an all-around nice day. We had some nice marks in the vault. Garrett Capps, you know, set a career best for himself, vaulted 12.6, near 13 feet, which was really nice. Hayden Norgaard jumps 13 feet, you know. That was a tough field of vaulters on both boys and girls. If you want to see some vaults that were really outstanding, might have been some of the leaders in the state, regardless of class, because Kearney Catholic was there. They're a Class C school. Had a very nice vaulter in the girls' side. But, you know, Hayden vaults 13 feet and ties for 5th and 6th, which is speaks well for the field of vaulters that was there. So it was a tough day, but a very productive day.
On the track, some excitement there, and the sprints and your relays all did well.
Yeah, you know, if you start with our sprints, you know, Lucas started off really well, ran a nice 100 for us. Osney Barber and the Hanson boys, Davian, and both Davian Hanson and Osney both medaled. I think they both ran career bests. Micah was close. I think he was a career best as well. They're just coming on as hurdlers, getting a lot better as they go. Trevor Taylor does a nice job with those guys. He gets really excited as they're competing. He loves to watch them compete. He's a competitor himself and just loves to watch others compete as well. So, you know, but Osney ran a very nice flight of hurdles, ran against a district foe who's the kid from Ogallala is a very good hurdler. And our hurdles in our district are going to be loaded because Shadron has, they must take their best athletes and put them in the hurdles because they always have some very good hurdlers and have for the past few years. And, you know, Osney runs a 15.65, and he's currently sitting, I believe, number 4 in our district at that time. So it'll be a battle come district day. You know, but if he's able to repeat that, because to qualify for the state meet, your top 3 individuals out of each district, and then they'll take the next 6 fastest times across the state. And last year, Osney ran like a 16, I'm just like 16.2, and finished, he was the number 7 as far as additional qualifiers went, and they take 6. So he didn't get a qualify based on about 0.02 of a second, if I remember correctly. But this year he looks to be a lot stronger and a lot faster. So hopefully that pans out for him as we go through the rest of the season.
You bet. And distances, you're in the half, I guess 400, 800 mile, 2 mile yesterday?
Yeah, we ran, our 4x8 ran really well. Our splits were really good. We ran better splits individually, but as far as an overall group, I thought we were very consistent. They were almost cookie cutters. You know, cookie cutters to me are like everybody's the same, which was nice to see, but I know we can, which is nice because I can see that we can run faster. Because Weston was a little under the weather, been a little under the weather the last couple weeks, or a week anyway. He let off with a 2.07. 2 weeks ago, he let off with a 2.2 flat. So we know right there we have 7 seconds we can pick up really quickly. Our second guy was Patrick Gross, who ran 2.07, which was really nice to see also. You know, that's his fastest split of the year. Grant Capel was number 3, ran 2.08, which is his fastest split of the year on a windy day. So that's really exciting as well. You know, you have a windy day and you're running your best split of the year. that's exciting because that just means that we can go faster yet. You know, you get the wind knocked down a little bit, just have a breeze rather than a gale, we'll run faster. And then Josiah, who's been battling a little bit of an injury, finished up with a 208 for us. He was stuck back a little bit. He just had to chase a little bit. It wasn't close enough to necessarily run down the winners. So, you know, we ran 8:32, which is, I think it was a season's best for us by a few tenths or a few hundredths. But it was nice to see that we ran so well. 2 milers, I didn't run any 2 milers. I had Josh Wilkinson set to run the 2 mile. It was just so hot and windy. I just elected, I told him, you know, I said, you know, we're not going to run that today. We'll just focus on the mile, see if we can get a nice time today. And, you know, we were with our milers that ran. We ran Grant Wells and we ran Josh Wilkinson in the mile. And we're just really trying to see if we can get them down under that 5:30 mark. And they were both very close to breaking that 5:30. They're both right on 5:30 on Thursday. So, you know, we're moving right along.
At the two relays, 4x1 and the 4x4, it's exciting stuff there, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we ran a season's best in the 4x1. They ran 43.85, which was really nice to see. And then we turned around and ran a nice time. It wasn't a season's best in the 4x4, but it was good enough for a win. We beat the team that leads our district. They ran 3:29 at Broken Bow, Scotts Bluff did. And it was the same team, because I looked at and check names, and it was the same team that they ran at Broken Bow, and we beat them by, I think, 0.03 of a second, and it was pretty exciting. It was a battle down the stretch, you know, so to speak. Our kids really liked the line in the last turn and get excited and cheer them on around the turn, and I think that Lucas was our anchor on the day, and I think that really was exciting for him to have, you know, the kids cheering him on, and he really battled down the home stretch with the Scotts Bluff boy, and we wound up winning by 0.03 of a second. So it was a tight, tight race.
When those two relays come district time, it's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
You know, the 4x1 is always a very nerve-wracking. You know, you don't show it so much, but it really is a nerve-wracking item. You know, we really get excited about that. Coach Gum really instilled that years and years and years and years ago. Maybe another years in there for him, but it's been a while. Coach Gunn, that was a baby. He loved the 4x1 and really worked hard on that, and we still do that today. We dedicate, you know, practices to the 4x1 for those guys. That's what they do for a workout, is the 4x1 exchanges and stuff. And they're doing really well, you know, season's best. And we're short a couple guys yet, mm-hmm. I think, on that relay. So, you know, Brett, we're going to hopefully get him back maybe this week. Maybe he gets to jump a little this week, maybe. You know, Jacob, we're still waiting on Jacob. I don't know when he's coming for certain. You know, he had a little issue with a hamstring, so we're waiting on that. So, you know, we still have some guys that are going to help us make that relay faster. So we'll see how that works as we go. But, yeah, it's pretty exciting. So but the 4x1, you just never know how you're going to get that stick around the track. You know, many times – that pass doesn't occur, or somebody gets a little juiced or a little excited, leaves a little early, or has a little extra fire, and they really get out well, and the guy behind can't catch, you know, because when you get into the bigger meets, you know, you like to stretch that exchange a little bit so that you're not running up on each other, so you can make that baton get around the track as fast as you can, and sometimes it doesn't happen. And when it doesn't happen,
yep,
it can be very discouraging. It can be very disheartening and stuff. So, you know, come district day, 4x1, you know, has the – it just – there's some elements to it that if you don't make passes, you know, you're out. And, you know, you get pretty nervous when that particular relay rolls around. So I know Coach Berry said last year, you know, he didn't really show it, but he was standing in the stands and his heart rate was at 140, you know, and he wasn't racing. He was standing watching. So, you know, you get a little nervous when that stuff's going around.
Got to mention something you mentioned to me yesterday, that Lucas Gomez-Wilson, first guy since, what, 2005 to win 4 golds at a meet?
2004. Yeah, because we were on the way home. Lucas won 4 golds on the day, and that was – something that does not occur very often for us. Now, that's not saying we don't have guys that do 4 events on occasion. And we do that quite often with kids, you know, we try to figure out where they're going to fit throughout the year. And that's kind of what we did on Thursday with Lucas. Maybe we wanted to see how he could handle running those four events for district day, really. And wound up that he won. He won the 100, he won the 200. He was a member of the 4x1 that won, and he was also the anchor of the 4x4 that won. So, you know, so he came out with four golds on the day, and the last guy that did that we could look, because we were looking on the way home, texting Coach Gum, see if he can remember, you know, because he's the know-all when it comes to bison track and field. He has every record from the beginning of time for bison track and field. I'm sure I'll hear about that one. But, yeah, it was Brendan Leese was the last guy, because Coach Young was all over that. He was looking it up, trying to figure out who it was. Finally came up with that it was Brendan Leese back in 2004 that had four golds at any, you know, sure, one individual meet. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
It is, no question about it. Yep. Great history right there.
Yeah, a lot of good times.
Your younger kids went down to Cambridge yesterday for Med Valley and Vine. I watched a lot of those kids. Got a lot of promise with those kids.
Yeah, you know, those guys are still learning. Had some nice jumps, had some nice throws. I know some of those guys threw really well in the discus and the shot. You know, our long jumpers, we had two guys over 18 feet, you know, almost 19 feet. You know, that's nice to see. Some nice stuff on the track. You know, those young guys like to compete just as much as the old guys do, so we try to get them in as many meets as we can. And, you know, we took some of them. Actually, some of them ran. There was an extra meet or an extra relay at the Dutch Zorn, so we took some of those guys and let them run Thursday, and then they turned around and went again Friday. So they were probably really tired after that day. So they put in a lot of work for a couple of days. So, yep, they're coming along really well. Got to develop those young guys for when our seniors graduate, so we have people to step up and help us out as we go along.
This week, coming up, start with first, these are varsity guys, Bader Invite at Lexington, and teams take their top kids to compete against the rest.
Yep, we'll take his, you know, we'll probably limit down a little bit. Won't run. Lucas is not going to do four events, I am certain. We'll just have to see how that pans out, what we're going to do. But, you know, hopefully the weather cooperates. Usually there's some very good competition. Last year it was just it was miserable last year. I'll never forget it, but I tried to. The weather was horrible. But there's going to be some very good competition at the Bader.